I'm going to speak with Carolyn Eichler, and she is from the Our Waiheke team. And that is the group that has been in consultation with the community about sort of separating or reorganizing the way that Waiheke is governed, and possibly separating us from falling under the Auckland City Council jurisdiction, I would suppose, and is coming up and important because the commission, now the local government commission, has seen the request or the proposal, and and the signatures that were which were gathered during the early stages of this proposal, and now they are seeking community views and input on the next stage of this. Of this process. Is that a fair representation of that, Carolyn? Make sure you speak right into that mic. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Brent. That's pretty close. What's actually happened is that the Local Government Commission has agreed to assess our application, and from then they've gone on to a more formal process where they've called for alternative applications, which we've just seen a bit of going on recently, and they've actually linked our application in with the North Rodney application.
Okay.
And following that procedure, they have now called together groups of meetings with the community to discuss where we go from now.
So when you say they've linked it with Rodney, just as Rodney had won a similar proposal going, and so for logistics they've just decided to, they're not linking the two, but they're just sort of doing this part of the engagement at the same time?
So what's happened is Rodney, they've had a proposal in the works for many years now, and we've been able to almost catch up to the same stage as them.
Mm.
And when we originally submitted our proposal, we went in hoping that we would be seen as an individual proposal, but like you say, due to the logistics of it, they decided to take our proposal as an alternative to that and group it as one.
Okay. So the media release, which has come out recently, says that this is now triggered. Trigger seems to be a word that's coming up a lot lately. This has triggered this phase, they speak of it, of public engagement. So what are they aiming to do? They're going to come over to the island, they're going to hold some kind of meeting, and they're going to sit there and listen to us, or they're going to ask us, who are these people and what are they going to do?
Okay, so on the 28th and 29th of this month, we'll have representatives from the Local Government Commission. One of those, I believe, will be Rewa Henderson, who's the acting CEO, and he will also have one of the commissioners with him. I'm not sure exactly who it is at this stage, but what they'll do is they've set up these meetings, a couple during the day, and the idea of those is for people who are not so comfortable participating in public forum, they can drop into those centres and talk about their concerns that they have or any questions that they want to raise.
Mm.
And then in the evening, they've got the larger public meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just a chance for people to raise any concerns about the process going forward or ask perhaps how they will deal with situations. I know a couple of the points that people have brought up is around how our assets would be brought back to Waiheke, also how they will deal with the finances, that type of thing.
Right, okay. So they're going to solicit and answer any questions, and then they go away and they, what's the, happens after this,
okay,
sort of thing?
So what happens after that is they go back and look at all the information they've gathered from their public meetings. They've got a huge amount of information to go through. They called for people to submit in regards to this application, and you can see those. They've been made public, all the information that they've received on their website. And what they do then is they then have to decide what is the best way to go forward. Do we stay as we are? Do we reorganise? Is it the way we have proposed? Is it an alternative way? And that's quite a process, and it will involve a lot of testing, a lot of independent research as well.
Mm. I mean, independent research that they would solicit themselves, or do we have to supply that?
No. That will be what they do.
Okay. This is kind of it's a curious or maybe an auspicious time for this to have appeared in the midst of a local board election, and it's now sort of become, if for the Waihikians of old, it may even predate yourself on the island, may remember at one point we had a biosphere proposal which interjected itself somewhat into the midst of a local board election, and it kind of really forced people to pick sides on, became a kind of a polarizing issue to some extent. Local politicians had to say whether they were for or against the biosphere, and this is becoming another one of those election issues. Do you have any sort of is that advantageous to your group, or do you think that's actually going to detract from the veracity of this proposal?
I'm not sure that it has a lot of impact on where we are already. I do recall last elections we did have a similar sort of situation with the marina issue, and it did seem to sway the votes. This could well be the same case here.
Yeah.
We have a board member on our Waiheke team, and he certainly is behind this 100%. I'm not really sure what the others think about it. Mm. It would be a question I would hope would be asked at their public debate later this month, is it?
Yes, it's on the 19th of September. Yeah, I mean, I suppose they're in a fairly difficult position, aren't they? I mean, is this a kind of a conflict of interest for somebody who's on a local board to sort of, one could call it sort of biting the hand that feeds you? Does it set up that kind of a strange dichotomy?
Well, I think there's always been the concern that people haven't been able to separate John's role on the board and the role he plays on our Waiheke.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, our Waiheke has nothing to do with the local board. We're just a separate group of people going forward. But obviously it's going to be something that John does mention during his campaign. It's what he's really passionate about.
And it seems that the essentially Waiheke team of which he is a part have just today I'm looking on Facebook, their question was asked on Facebook, and they've all pretty much endorsed the proposal to leave. I guess to leave is possibly assuming something, but they seem to be behind it themselves. So do you think it's kind of getting a bit mucky in there?
Well, I hadn't seen that. I'm not sure exactly how that will affect the whole. I mean, it may have an impact on the local body elections here, but it's certainly not going to have an impact on the local government decision so much, I don't believe.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, they've got a set criteria that they follow, and I believe they will follow it.
It's been a while now. It's been over a year or 2 years possibly even that this began. Do you sense, and it had quite a, there was quite a lot of momentum at the beginning, there was the signature gathering, there was debate and that, do you sense that you still have the kind of momentum that you started off with, or is it sort of waning a little bit now that it's getting into the mucky governmental part of it?
Well, at the start, we really needed the locals to show their support. That's part of the application proposal. You do need to have that in place.
Sure.
It's a complex process, putting that application together. And I think that's why you saw a lot of the public get behind it at that stage. Now that we've gone down into more of the local government commission side of it, they take control of it from then on, really, and they do the consulting part of it. So it's less push from us and more just what the public really want to have a say in.
And what about, and so we've got two at the moment. We've got Rodney and Waiheke Island. And what's the, in the past, how many of these things have sort of been successful in the past? What's your feeling on the outcome of this thing after? Do you have any sense of how these commissions tend to go, or what are the likely outcomes for us? And even if they sort of come back and say no, has it been a waste of time?
Well, as far as de-amalgamation in New Zealand goes, no, there has been none. So if there is a de-amalgamation and we do succeed, then we'll be the first. So if you look at it that way, no, it's probably not very promising.
Right.
However, if you look at in the past year, there's also been no, there's been amalgamations turned down. So people have sort of steering away from it at the moment.
Right. So if they, so the, how long, so there's been none in the past, but what you're suggesting is that, that it has made other other areas in New Zealand think twice about amalgamating as well. I mean, there must be also, if they, there must be some influence as well that does it give Waiheke an added, has it hurt our relationship with Auckland City Council, or do you think it actually kind of enhances it by saying, well, these people are serious about things?
I don't think it's hurt our relationship in any form. I think Waiheke probably has a fairly good chance of demalgamating, basically because we're already quite physically separate from Auckland. We're sort of an unusual case, and I'm feeling pretty positive about our chances.
Yeah. What do you think will be the for the commission? What will be the sort of focus of the after they go away? Is there certain things that they tend to focus on? You know, that make or break these proposals?
I presume they'll be focusing on the numbers. We need to be able to govern better than we are now.
Yeah.
At least as well, or better than we are now, and that comes down to numbers, really.
Yeah.
So that's what they need to be crunching.
Can they make suggestions towards? I mean, if they sort of suggest that, you know, this is not the way forward for us, can they then also? Do they have any influence over Auckland City Council to say, okay, these are the things that you're not doing well with these people? You know, or does it just become a report that gets filed away into a dusty file cabinet somewhere?
Well, there would be, I would expect, quite a few suggestions that they would have.
Yeah.
But one thing to remember is that the proposal that we've put forward is a unitary council, and the local government commission could well put forward a different proposal, perhaps giving more power to Waiheke. Who knows exactly? But that will be based on their findings.
So, what is if our Waiheke, you know, was to succeed in this, you know, 100%? What would it look like on Waiheke? What would be?
Well, basically, it would be a.
It's going to turn into a big, even more paradise overnight.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what it would end up like, but it's almost like we would be a mini super city in ourselves then.
Yeah.
With hopefully. Better accountability, open books, that type of thing. It's extremely difficult to get any numbers out of Auckland Council at the moment just because of the sheer size of it, really.
Mm. And so we would be a lot more in control over our own. What would be the disadvantages of it? There are a lot of fears out there, I suppose, like the library's going to disappear, and there's certain services which we, you know, infrastructures that we may not be able to afford. Is that the greatest fear that people have?
Well, I personally can't see any disadvantages of it. I like to decentralise the power as much as possible. I think that needs to come back to the people. When the people can see how their choices are happening around where they live, they're more likely to participate. And all in all, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're at a phase. Let's just maybe remind people of what's going to happen. So if they do want to become, you know, either renew their initial involvement or to, you know, to give some further feedback at this point in the phase, what's the best place to go, both to find out about when the commission's going to be here and what they're going to do, and also possibly even to review what was initially fed to the local government on this issue? So you've got one Waiheke presumably has a, speaking of transparency, you have some sort of a website or something that people could go and reflect back on again, and also the dates, I suppose, that the commission will come over to Waiheke.
Yeah, sure. So anyone who wants further information on anything to do with Our Waiheke, we have a website, which is ourwaiheke.co.nz, and you can find out full application, all the stages we've gone through so far, and where we expect it to go in the future. We've also got a Facebook group operating, which is Our Waiheke.
Yep.
And people are welcome to join that and participate in conversation with us. The Local Government Commission, besides these meetings that they've got, they've also have a survey running on their website, which is www.lgc.government.nz. Okay. And they also have all their media releases on there. They also have copies of the recent submissions that have been made regarding the application by Waiheke and Northern Region. People might find that quite interesting because there's a couple on there from that do oppose the Al Waiheke application. Most of the submissions the local government received in regards to the two applications were related to North Rodney and really just sort of disgruntled people with the Auckland Super City. But still worth a read. And just regarding those dates, so on the Wednesday the 28th of September, there's a meeting there from 11 till 4 p.m. It's at the drop-in centres will be at the library, and one the next day at 11 again at the Ostend War Memorial Hall. And then the evening meetings on the 28th at 7 o'clock at the Mora Hall, and on Thursday the 29th at the Ostend War Memorial Hall, 7 o'clock again.
Right, so it's a Wednesday and a Thursday, of the 28th and the 29th of September, they're going to be here on the island. Okay, and we're just going to repeat that website again, is www.lgc.govt.nz, is where you can fill out an online survey for the commission, which is the local government commission. And if you want more information on how the proposal originated or what went forth to these people, to the local government, you can look on, what was it, onewaiheke.co.nz.
That's our Waiheke.
Where did I get the one from? Our Waiheke.co.nz, as well as their Facebook group. Carolyn, anything else you want to mention before we...
About it. Just make sure everyone gets to those meetings, and if you've got concerns, please go there and address them directly to the people who will be making the decisions for us.
Great. Thank you very much for coming on to Island Life. That was Carolyn Eichler talking about the Our Waiheke proposal and the upcoming local government commission that will be coming to the island. Seems like we're always having commissions on our island, aren't we?